Blog Talk Radio.
This is the experience.
Yeah. The experience. This is what you've been waiting for. You caught it before I walked through the door. Tired of the same old lame old story. This is the day where my God gets the glory. I don't care what you've been saying. No, I don't care what you've been playing. No, we gon' switch it on up. You can answer for two.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Kathy Jobe, and we have Pastor Trey on the line. Hope everybody's had a good week so far. Let me see if I can get some of this feedback out. Okay. Much better.
That worked out well for you?
It did. I don't hear myself talking back to me.
Talking back to me,
Anyway, all right, everybody should be used to us by now. Tonight's show will be moving forward in your nonprofit organization. But as usual, we start off with a current event subject by Pastor Trey.
Well, one of the interesting things that's going on right now in the world is this idea of this reality of the presidential race. So the presidential race is a really big issue that's going on because people see that Donald Trump is a front runner. So the question becomes, why, oh why, could somebody who is a racist bigot become president? Well, maybe he's not a racist bigot. Maybe that's just the ideas of a few. But the thing about Mr. Trump is that he's willing to express his views no matter who likes it or not. So that's what makes him interesting, and that's what gives him the ability to actually be a viable candidate, simply because nobody else is willing to say the thing he's willing to say, and America loves it. They want to support him. So in the idea of business, how does that play in? Because he's nothing but a glorified businessman. Why do people care that he says all this foolishness?
Are you asking me? Why do they care?
Yep.
People like drama. People like things that stand out. I still stick to the fact that I think it's a marketing ploy. I don't know.
The sad thing is that the reality is it's not that people like drama. It's the fact that people want somebody to say what they're thinking no matter what. They don't care about being seen or being known. These are folks who claim to be shy but have an opinion and want somebody else to voice it. That's the reason why Donald Trump matters in his race, because he's actually expressing the bigoted side, the racist side, the foolish side of America, and yet he is the voice of all those who remain silent. So as a businessman, the reason why he will make it as a professional, simply because he is willing to use his voice and his platform to promote somebody else's idea. How great is that?
Interesting.
So it's always been the case. I think about it. The most followed person in Instagram is Kim Kardashian because of her unbelievable IQ? No. Because she invented something useful? No. Because she did something amazing? No. But because she taught people different tricks on a sex tape.
Oh, I missed that news flash.
Her and Ray J.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Made a sex tape eons ago. And that's why Ray J said, if it wasn't for me putting you on this tape, nobody would know who you are. And that's the reality. Just like the other girl from, I guess, Real Housewives or Ratchet Women of Atlanta or something, one of those shows. She had a sex tape with her in the shower, holding onto the shower bar. Gave her 15 minutes of fame. Why? Because she expressed America's lustful internal desires. That's the reason why she got that time. So why does this matter to you as a business owner? Unfortunately, it's not the best and brightest that gets the starlight or the spotlight or the opportunity, but those that do something really, really stupid that people are interested in and won't admit they're interested in. Just like all the people that saw both of those sex tapes said, oh, my God, I can't believe they did it. This is just, I can't look at that 3 minutes later. Oh, my God, she's still doing it. I can't believe it's still happening. 5 minutes later, oh, my God, she's still doing it. I can't believe this. This is horrible for our kids. Oh, 10 minutes later, oh, my God, she's still up there. Now she's grabbing the rack. Can you believe this? Oh, my. 15 minutes later, oh, my goodness, look at this. Johnny, come over here. Look at this. Can you believe she's doing it?
Yeah, you're right. They'll say, watch the whole thing.
And then they'll leave and go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And act like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Different perspective. So true. All right. So we're through with the current event now?
We are. But this is where we used to talk about angels and demons. I talk about my favorite professional.
Uh-huh.
And in the word professional. So, Kathy, who do you think is the top performing professional right now in your eyes?
The top performing professional?
Yes.
You threw in professional. That threw me off.
All right, get back on then.
No, so I don't know of a top performing professional.
Okay, it's the word performing professional.
You put in the word professional, so I don't know.
Okay, how about the best?
You have somebody in mind. I don't know.
The best performing professional right now in my mind is, I think if we look at an industry, I would have to say the college football executives, NCAA, simply because they have found a way to exploit the desires and the pocketbooks of college students all over America. Did you know the top 10 schools that generate the most money are all in the hundreds of millions of dollars, their programs?
Mm-hmm.
All of them get that type of support between ticket sales, alumni support, and boosters.
Hmm.
With the college football playoffs, they found a significant way to increase their revenue. Imagine this. This is not creating a new wheel, but it's reinventing the wheel. Listen to me good, business owners. Find out what people are interested in and just make it better.
Mm. All right.
Why do people buy Yokohamas versus Firestone? Answer, because Lil Wayne said it one time in his rap video. Now you think you're somebody because you have Yokohamas. What's trending? What's valuable? What's important? What do people care about? The worst performer right now is the Republican base altogether, the Republican Party. Horrible. People don't care. Give two rats about
right.
the existence of the Republican establishment anymore.
Right.
Ever since two outsiders, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, can come in and be considered the front runners, and now an actual Tea Partier, not even a Republican, but a Tea Partier, is the third best option for president.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's called not being relevant. What does that mean to you, business owners? If you don't pay attention to the crowd you intend to keep, and the people you think that are listening, then just give it time. I promise you, you'll be on somebody's shelf forgotten about, collecting dust. All right, so those are my top two performers. Well, my top performer, my worst performer. What do you got, Kathy? Come on, give me something.
I don't. I'm going into the proposal.
Good God in heaven. All right, go into the proposal.
I told you, I listened to the news from you. So there we go.
Give it to me. Go.
Yep. All right. So I think in the beginning we reviewed nonprofit organizations, for-profits, on how to start them, just as a review of getting everything registered. Last week was business plans with me and your wife, Pastor Chantel Smith. And we have gone over this. So there's a state registration for nonprofit organizations. There's one more step, a 501c3 tax exempt status, right?
Uh-huh.
So even though you need a business plan for that as well, a proposal is what's geared toward getting the grants or getting funded or even tailoring your programs. And I think this is an area that a lot of people get stuck. Want to do it themselves, want to get someone to hire someone to do it, and understanding that usually with grants is a little shady where they are already designated for a specific initiative, so it's a little difficult to say, okay, I'm going to give you 2%, 3% of them when all the money has to be accounted for. Which is important because think about there's someone giving their money. And so if they're giving it for a purpose, then it only makes sense that you want to be held accountable for what you're going to do with that money. Anything you want to inject on?
Nope, you sound good. Keep it coming.
All right. So as I said, after we get the 501c3, that might be a day that we'll just go over that process as well. But we'll move along to the proposal right now. A little similar to business plan. And let's see, for the purpose of our guest here that we have in-house, we'll go over proposal for a program for young people, preferably mixed martial arts, but also keeping an academic part or tutoring part with that program as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as Pastor Trey has said in the past, and we've all said as well, you do need a name. That's important for us spiritual people. We say whatever God gave us, just being creative. And I guess even in this day and time, you want to keep up with what's out there, be relevant, right?
Uh-huh.
And just come up with a creative name.
What do you mean by what's out there?
The news, whatever's going on. So, for instance, I said it should be an academic program out there. With that, you wouldn't just say, I mean, you could, but why just say you want children to fight when adding on the academic, because the initiatives are even coming down from the White House now. People are focusing on the STEM project, which is just what, science, technology, engineering, and math. So throwing in those extra tutoring programs or classes or mentoring or whatever will make that program that much stronger. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Since that is an initiative today. Even addressing nutrition, that could be something. But that's a big initiative, thanks to the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. So it goes with any program. Kind of like you said, you don't want it just sitting there if no one's interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll quit saying in a minute. Let's see. So I want to go through my template that I have, similar to what we did last week.
All right. Listen, everybody. Take good notes.
Yeah, here goes the notes. All right. Well, we'll start with the cover letter. So a cover letter is an overview of the funding request. It's almost a miniature proposal. But this is where you find the grant or who's giving the money. You're writing a letter directly to them. And it somewhat covers your general program, how much you're wanting. That's important for you to know how much it takes to run your program. And just some basics. It might be your vision and how you came upon this passion, something quick, but something that would catch the reader of it. And it does have to be specific. So this is one of the things kind of ring out, and maybe I wasn't as good at, but I would hear Pastor Trey say that you want to know the foundation. You want to know who you're asking the money. So even if it's, say, your local, say, Kohl's department store, go online, look some things up. Also, maybe you want to get to know one of the managers there and
mm-hmm.
find out how that process works.
Why do you want to get to know one of the managers, Jeffy?
Because in business, it's about building relationships anyway. It is helpful that even though you can go online, see what's out there, sometimes there are initiatives and things that come through your local areas that maybe another area might not know about, but a manager, if they see a face, can relate or again, you're building that relationship, they might notify you or be more open to let you know some other things, or for those, if it's an event, then they'll give a little faster. It's kind of in general, general business etiquettes or things that we learn. Like I said, so that letter definitely needs to be specific to who the funder is. All right. We do have a narrative and similar to, or summary, executive summary, we'll say. Similar to what we said, the executive summary and the business plan, it does, it's really important that it's last, because you want to encompass every area of the proposal, certain highlights. Because this is just like the business plan, that might be the only part that they read. But you also, if you start off with it, it might not be consistent or hit every point of the proposal that you need to hit. For example, moving along into the proposal, and again, there's different kinds of templates. I'm looking at something from, well-known from Foundation Center. It's another resource that a lot of people use for grants or learning how to write grants, or it's a lot of information, videos and everything. So there's something called a need-to-net assessment. This is important to know what problem you are addressing, just like the business plan. If there's not a need for it, you really might want to think about what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's really important that you know what problem you're taking care of. And then it's still going to be important to know what's out there in the news, what's going on now, to know what's the latest initiatives, knowing also what's in your area, and knowing for yourself, not just what I often hear is general about certain areas. But in every area, there's always going to be poor. There's always going to be some disadvantage. But even if you talk to your children's teachers or the principal, letting them know what you're doing, and in this case of what we were talking about, dealing with youth, they sometimes can give you ideas, but they also know what you're doing. But you can find out what are the problems of the children, for real, in that area. And on here it says about 3 to 4 pages. So you do want it pretty extensive. That will include some statistics. And again, you can Google things. You can find out from your local leaders some things that are going on, description of the target population, definition of community problem to be addressed, service area needed. Those are definitely 2 points you want to address. Within that narrative, program goals and objectives. And it actually states a minimum of 1 goal for each problem or need in the problem or statement. So these need to be very real and measurable as well. The methodology, and this is when you think about how you want to run your operation day-to-day, the method of it. Again, you're restating the problem, the objectives, clear description and explanation of the program, project scope and activities, sequence of activities, staffing, clients and client selection, and then a timeline of the activities. You don't worry about how big a program is. If you start off with 1 or 2, 3 or 4, because I have several clients we deal with, having to do different kinds of youth programs, and some get hung up on that. You deal with the now and the, you know, what you can do right now. As money comes and you reflect that as well, you know, if you want the goal of 30 children later, you know, that can still be a goal. You want to write that. But what would you do with them day to day? For our friends here, already trained, you have to go back and think about what you did in the beginning. What would you do for a young person? And then you divide that up. If you have maybe even elementary versus your middle school versus your high schoolers versus your young adults, addressing how that program would run from day to day, and still how would you be the solution? What are you? It always has to always have to address that. Again, fighting can be considered a negative, but we know it can be an outlet. And if it's structured, then it's definitely an outlet. It's a way that young people can make money. It's a way to build stamina. It's also a way, even in their academics, to discipline. I've met a few nurses. I've been a nurse for years. And I remember one nurse doing homeschool. What she noticed about her child was he had more energy in the day, but it was not the structured. She couldn't get him to sit down. So they had a farm. So she would let him go with his father, go out there in the farm, do whatever he needed to do, and she did the homeschooling in the evening when he was ready to sit down and listen, and it worked. So knowing that there's both areas for the children that can balance them, and that's what, in this case, could be a problem. And there's documented by those professionals, those psychiatrists, whatever, teachers, it is actually documented information regarding that as well. All right, anything you want to add over there?
Nope, you sound like you're moving into positive, and I'm running with you. Now, tell me this now, what's the importance then, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do all that. Like, for example, we go through the process and do our presentation. What do you think are the hang-ups that stop us from actually getting the nod or the support or the funding?
The biggest is just not going out there doing it. Not going out there doing it, just doing it, moving forward. So some people will say, I'm working on this, I'm fixing to do this, I'm about to do this. Okay, I'm still from the South, so I know they say fixing to. Maybe they don't say it up here in Michigan. I'm about to. I'm fixing to, I'm going to, I have plans to. I hear it all the time. And then a year later they say, I'm fixing to, I'm going to, I'm about to. And the same thing. So just going out there doing it, pitching it, talking it. Another hang up is when you get that no, and you say, well, no one's interested, and you quit. So having that persistence and that resistance to continue to go on and ask in different areas and different people, and not assuming that someone might not be interested, and sometimes the one that you think is interested might be the one that just don't care. So you want to just ask and go around.
I appreciate that. Now, I think not only the person who doesn't go out there, of course, is the biggest reason why a lot of people don't get anything because you never tried, but number two, it's okay. You ready? I'm going to cuss.
Uh-uh.
It's okay to have somebody review your information.
Yes. Yes.
I know it looks really good to you, but that's a lonely world that you live in when you think that you know everything.
Yes.
Find somebody who thinks higher than you, that's better than you, that can actually take the time to review your information and make sure it makes sense to them. Because if it makes sense to you, that's good, it should do that, but it doesn't make sense to somebody else.
Right.
That's critical.
Yes.
And then also, I think the last thing I would say is, would you even support this? What do you mean by that? Because sometimes I found a lot of entrepreneurs are afraid to put money in. They always say, well, as soon as I get a grant, as soon as I get some money, I'm going to start. No, if your vision is that important, you should be using your own money.
Yes.
So if you don't support it, why in the hell seek Finland with somebody else?
That's right.
So great presentation. Now, we are at the four-minute mark remaining of the show. So typically, this is where I would like to hear what would be the closing in 60 seconds, Sister Kathy, important take-home steps for the soon-to-be entrepreneur.
60 seconds, you said. And what would be the important steps? Going backwards, writing the vision and making it plain. That's the biggest step. Budgeting, organizing, and preparing your life for entrepreneurship. Getting that knowledge of becoming an owner. Because there's a shift in mindset from just working for someone and now you're in charge of having a dream and such a big dream and vision, and you're going to pretty much work for yourself, become self-employed or lead people. So getting used to that, even if you just go out and take some leadership classes. I've been recommending a lot to people. Go on meetup.com, find out some initiatives or some meetings that you would like to go to learn how to better yourself. Those are free. They're in your own community. You just put in your zip code, and you'll find out there's quite a few like-minded people. So that goes to the point of Pastor Trey saying, get someone to review your information, and you do want to be careful with that. That's why he said someone that's better, and even then you have to be careful. But that's going to wisely advise you and maybe not even have interest. Maybe they already have some things, and you don't have to worry about an idea being stolen. But that's a whole other story because I don't believe, I think if it's for you to do, you're just going to do it regardless. So that's not even totally important to worry about. And again, just doing it.
Well, that is amazing. So I think the last thing I would simply say is that you must make sure you step out there, like she said, and just make it happen. Now, stop being discouraged when people say no. There are over 6 billion people, and you sure aren't going to get 6 billion no's. All you need is one person to like you. It ain't everybody. Yeah. One person liking you, starting the game for you, will get you where you need to be. So that's really what I got to tell you, and I appreciate it. Remember, have faith. Be confident and know if God gave it to you, he's going to help provide for you. So we want you to be blessed. We want you all to enjoy this. We pray that God has given you some wisdom during tonight. And if you got any questions, reach out to us and we'll make it happen. All right, y'all, stay out these streets. Kathy, remember, this is what you do when you holler back at a bona fide apostolic pimp. Peace.
Peace.
This is the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care what you've been saying, no, I don't care what you've been playing, no, we gon' switch it on up, you've been empty for too long, we're here to fill her up now.